This bitch.
Yay, Drake, Nas.
That's everyone he beat.
It's my goat. I think there was somebody else in there too, but those are the heavy hitters. Least by name. Obviously, not really by music this year. Except Nas put out two phenomenal albums.
I unfortunately didn't listen to either of them.
They're both really good.
All right. Oh, so let's bring it all in together now, gentlemen. That's a fire hat, Trey.
This is Andrea's. It was just on the chair before I sat down, so I grabbed it.
It's funny. Has she seen Hunter Hunter?
Yeah, she's watched all of
Okay.
it. Yeah.
Watch Hunter Hunter?
What's up?
You watch Hunter Hunter?
I watched like maybe half of it. We started watching it together, and she just started watching it without me. So,
If he's like that, yeah.
yeah.
I guess. She got to hold it down. All right, gentlemen, we're gonna be talking Ranking of Kings, the slap, and is there anything else? Is it pressing?
This, I mean, there's a lot that's happened, so I guess we can just talk about any of that shit.
Yeah, I don't know. I just, it's always once I need to talk about everything that happened is when it all just shoots out of my brain. But I guess let's get the show started. Let me fix my fucking camera. Holy shit. So you can see my face, actually. I'm sorry. Still like fighting the alcohol in my body.
You still like hungover
I am. I spent like 8 hours drinking, and yeah, I'll be okay. All right, let's go start the podcast. No. All Welcome to the show, everybody. We're not here to be right. I'm your co-host, Richard. Got my co-host with me here, Trayvon, and my nigga Brandon. And we were off last week, but we needed to cover a couple things, update you all on Ranking of Kings, which is just popping off. And so yeah, guys, where do you want to start first? We can talk either about the slap, the infamous slap, or
Get
we
that
can
out the
talk
way.
anime. I feel like it's just easy to get that one out of the way first, right?
It is.
All right. So Will Smith popped Chris Rock in the mouth
Did
over.
either of y'all watch it live?
No.
Okay.
I didn't have it live. I got the like update on Twitter and someone sent me the uncensored Japanese version. Not uncensored, but like the Japanese stream.
The raw footage,
Yeah, and because they didn't.
they muted the audio.
Exactly, but like Americans understand, we knew exactly what the fuck he was saying. The Japanese were like, damn, what the fuck is going on? Turning up the volume on their TV because they thought the fucking.
Is like, what happened to the subtitles?
Everything just stopped.
Yeah.
That shit, I mean, I don't think anyone was at least. That I knew of was tuning into that shit or even knew it was on. I didn't even know it was on.
Yeah, me either.
And then to hear that's what happened, I immediately just laughed and I'm like, that's there's no way. That's probably like probably stage. It's probably like them acting or
Yeah,
doing.
that
Yeah, I thought it was it couldn't anything because just seeing that or seeing that in a sentence, Will Smith slaps Chris Rock at Oscars. That just doesn't, there's no way that's real to me.
It seems like an SNL headline, like in a full,
Yeah, for real. Like, it's there's no way this is real. Like, unless The Simpsons predicted this shit, like, I don't believe this.
Exactly.
And when you see the footage, it's like, oh, this nigga really slapped the shit out of him.
Yeah,
And
cock that
it
shit
begs
back.
the question. It begs the question is like, what's too far? Or was this just like Will Smith just reaching that breaking point of like, I'm not taking no more shit from y'all anymore?
I don't know which way. Okay, so I haven't thought about it that way. All I thought about it as so far is just Chris Rock made a joke about Jada, Will Smith popped him. Now, whatever, every single time you make a joke, I feel like that's the risk you run. That shit might have, maybe it wasn't like, I'm gonna be honest, I thought the joke was pretty ass,
The joke
but
was terrible.
yeah,
It
not worth a
wasn't like
slap.
all he said was
She's gonna
G.I. Jane
be
2
considered,
or some
yeah,
shit
she's
like
gonna be
that.
considered for G.I. Jane 2 or something like that.
All because like, bro, it was just a trash joke.
It
Like it
was a
was
really
hella
bad joke.
outdated. Hella niggas didn't even know what the hell he was talking
No,
about.
I had no idea. I had to look up what G.I. Jane was. But yeah, it was a bad joke. And but in general, though, whenever you make a joke and you're gonna like comment on somebody, that's just the risk you gotta run. Because even if the joke isn't that good, like you could still like hurt someone's feelings, and then they
Like
might
the level
feel.
of the funniness matters. Like if it's a good joke, and he like if he told like a crazy ass joke, like just like actually being funny, and Will did that, with how would that look? Would that look differently versus than what really happened? I feel like he would be defended more. Like Will would be like,
I feel
people will
like
defend him more than what they are now. Like.
no, I think people are a bunch of crybabies, and they still would have been like, because I think the most annoying take that I've seen from this is the comedians can't tell jokes anymore. This is an attack on our free speech. If I'm too afraid to say a joke, you know, what's comedy coming to? Like that's one of the most common things I've seen.
Yeah.
So I feel like people would still be crying about that, even
But
if it was a good joke.
I honestly used to always feel like comedians should be allowed to say whatever they want. But another part of me is like, I mean, it kind of like times have changed for almost every profession. So I feel like if this is what has to happen, I don't think it should in the long, but if it does, like look what Dave Chappelle is going through right now. And he's still doing, he's still talking shit. He's still saying, he's still speaking his mind. If this is really how you feel, and this is the hill you want to die on, then by all means, you gotta, fight the system. But if it's just some bullshit joke that either you know it's gonna offend somebody to the point they're gonna attack you, or like a whole community is gonna be offended, why even risk that?
I kind of agree with you that a comedian should be allowed to say whatever they want. Just know that if someone pops you in the mouth for whatever it is you said,
I
you
feel like
ran
the
that.
NBA is the only sport where only like medium where like you could do that and everyone thinks that it's just like this invisible wall, like nothing can infiltrate. And like at that point, like I feel like NBA players should be able to smack some of these fans up when they be talking crazy, like especially with like Russell Westbrook and shit. But like
Now, you give what Russell Westbrook that ability, he's sleeping. Like he's gonna average God damn it, a quadruple double. That nigga gonna have 10 points, 10 rebounds, 10 assists, and 10 niggas he knocked out that night. That he might be the first person. What would you even call that? A five double? Because he might just fuck around and get a bunch of blocks that game too.
Yeah,
not anymore, but yeah,
Yeah,
I just watched them play today.
I think what Will Smith did is something that I've been advocating for to be legalized for a long time.
Okay, speak
Should be
on it.
able, you should be able to smack the shit out of some smack or punch somebody if they say some foul shit one time. It's different if you go and you beat them up and attack them. That's you doing too much. But if somebody says some slick shit, you should be able to smack them and walk away
He
from it.
open palm slapped this
Yeah, I
nigga.
was gonna
Like he
say.
straight,
Smack the hell out of them.
that's the most disrespectful way of slapping a nigga. That's like we're not even friends. Like we're not cool. We ain't bros. Like this is like I'm a like it was like a pimp slap, bro. You slapped him like a bitch. And on front of in front of everyone, and he just had to take that and proceed to go on with the show. I felt terrible for the nigga. Because he was probably just like, that joke wasn't even crazy. I didn't even say I could said worse. He's probably in his head like, I could have said all types of shit, but
Nah,
I guess not for that.
I feel
His
like there
joke
had
was.
to be more to it though. Like, I don't think I don't. There's no way for me to believe that Chris Rock got smacked like that just because of that one joke. Because Will Smith has never done anything like this
I
in his
think this
career.
is like the
Nah,
last straw.
wait.
Like he's like taking these He's been taking too many shots from us on social media and from blogs and all this shit.
Listen here.
But my thing is, that's all because of Jada. Without Jada in this picture, what are we saying about Will? We ain't saying shit about Will. All the source of his humiliation has come from being associated with her in some capacity. And I think he needs to just, I don't know. I'm praying for him. I really don't know what the hell happened.
This nigga Brandon wants him to break up. This shit crazy. That nigga said, yeah, drop that saying, bitch. Your life has only gotten worse.
Jada's not in the picture. What are we saying? Are we talking shit about Will Smith? What are we saying? Shit. What are you
no,
saying
but
about
he's not. We're not
other than he's been in some shitty movies like Wild Wild West. What were we saying?
Okay, we're not disrespecting Wild Wild West on this podcast. This is a safe place for that movie. very much enjoy that film.
But the fact that he chose that over The Matrix.
Okay. Yeah. No. Absolutely terrible. Terrible choice. Or ability to read scripts. But fuck me. What was I gonna say about this whole? Just no. Chris Rock can eat shit. Who cares that he got slapped? Yeah, he could have fought that nigga right then and there. And I know. Oh, boo hoo! Your cheek stung for another 2 minutes while you finish the rest of your bit as you introduce the next award or whenever it happens. I don't know. I definitely think that they got like years of animosity, but there's been a lot of media erasure of the fact that this nigga Will Smith has been about this action. You guys remember when he slapped that reporter on the red carpet?
Yeah, I remember that.
Oh, yeah, that is right.
Like, that dude was actually trying to assault him first.
No, I think he gave him a kiss on the cheek or something. He was like, I don't play that gay shit.
No, he was trying to kiss him on the lips.
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay.
So he defended himself in a sexual assault. Perfectly fine.
Yeah. Which that to me, like, that doesn't count. This is like, he wasn't, he didn't go out and
talk about for a week and that was it.
I'm just saying he's quick to slap somebody. We're just.
Yeah, but that was in self-defense.
Yeah. No, okay.
This is completely different. He just walked up on this nigga and smacked the fuck out of
his smoke, bro. He got out of his chair and got on stage and slapped this nigga. And then walk back like nothing ever happened.
Yeah.
And proceed to swear at this nigga in front of everyone was just so uncomfortable.
Yeah. I mean.
And he never addressed it. When he won the award, he didn't apologize to that nigga then and there.
Because he doesn't owe him an apology.
I mean, he did on like later, he issued a statement, but you know.
Yeah, well, he was more sorry that he embarrassed his family, not that he slapped him. That's more of the reason he's upset.
You're his family. Are you embarrassed? I feel that you're for like
no, none of his kids are. His what? Jaden said that's how we do it or something is what he tweeted out.
Yeah.
There's nothing to be ashamed about. He just apologized because he knew he had to appease the white people who were traumatized by the violence that was perpetrated in front of them.
Violence has no place here.
Violence has like
to,
no.
That's home. Not even violence to me.
Nah.
They don't know how like we would check each other. Like they don't check each other the way we check each other,
bro. Because again,
once
white people like, again,
he just slapped him one time and walked away. He could have ended up even a brawl on stage, and it would have been the worst moment. I mean, this is still pretty bad, depending how you look at it, but it could have been a lot worse.
It's not violence; it's just accountability.
Yeah. The word trauma has been thrown around a lot around this.
Oh my God.
This situation, and I hate it.
Bro, I'm telling you, Will just he's sick of this shit. He's sick of the bullshit. He ain't going for it no more.
Yeah.
We'll and see. That was like his warning shot to everyone. Like, I don't care if you fucking Chris Rock, you can get it. Everybody can get it.
Yep.
Well, Chris Rock ain't special. I don't know. He's
gonna put this
I
on
feel
his special.
Like everyone did exactly what they needed to in that situation. Chris Rock is a comedian and a host. He made a joke. That is his job. Will Smith is a wife. He has a wife that the joke was about, and he had to defend her honor. And again, he was making fun of her like medical condition, so I get it. It's Chris Rock didn't leave Will Smith many choices in that situation. And
especially
so,
seeing how she reacted to it. Like,
yeah.
That's the piece. That's what triggered. Because everyone looked at the video and was like, oh, he laughed at it before he even did anything. Because until he saw his wife's reaction, it was nothing.
Yeah.
And that's the piece that's been pissing me off the most. Because this is like, highlighting how stupid everybody is, because they, everybody completely ignores that. Just like you said, Brendan, like, oh, he laughed at first. Mm-hmm. And his wife was sitting next to him and she didn't take that shit well. So yeah, he laughed. Obviously, that had something to do with it.
That should have been killing me all week reading that shit.
Yeah. He laughed. He thought it was funny. You didn't see Jada's not in the video at all? You don't see her right
now? She's literally, he's not even looking at her when the joke right.
Yeah.
And that's then when he looks over, then it's just everything just
go mode.
Yeah.
Killer instinct.
Respect told that.
You. I told you. Will's he's been about that action. He's
this bro, this is, I don't know how comedians respond after this. Like, I know this is like a whole, they're having like a whole just coming out to support each other. Like, we need to defend our comedians and our fellow comedians.
Oh my God. I've seen that. It's horrible. Comedians are the biggest pussies on the earth. God damn. One of you gets a open hand slap at an award show for a bad joke, and now you can't even feel safe to go to work anymore. Goddamn losers.
It's also not the first time a comedian's been like attacked on stage.
Yeah.
Like, you fact, comedians could have always happens
off stage than on stage. Niggas will check you off stage more than they will.
Bro, think about
it. I'd rather them just do it on stage. Everybody sees it, you know, whatever. I don't have to worry about getting mm-hmm. killed. And then we move on to the next thing. Or I'd rather that than, because how many times you hear about certain people like Charlamagne getting checked outside of the studio or getting jumped or whatever for the shit? Like, Birdman pulling up on him just for smoke. Like,
yeah, I feel like only once or twice it's happened that I can remember. Birdman, when he got punched outside on the street.
I mean, he's had a whole bunch of just people just not fuck with him, but.
Oh, yeah, in general. It was like, just.
So it's like, that's the risk of it. Like, you're going to piss people off. It's just exactly.
It's part of the job. Accept yeah, it.
That whole bullshit about comedians being able to say anything is like, it's not even real. Because, like, you, anytime you say something about somebody, you should expect that there might be consequences from it. And it's like, they say that, like, oh, we, you know, we make light of bad situations and everything. Like, that's fine. But just understand that if you piss the wrong person off, there, you could be held accountable. Like, it's not like, mm-hmm. no, I'm a comedian. I can say whatever I want. It's just a white comedian gets on stage and says the N-word. Mm-hmm. All hell is going to break loose.
Bro, that comedy is like the last art form that's still, like, in its old ways. And, like, they're trying to protect it by any and all means. And I get why. Yeah. But everything's changed. Like, every art for every form of expression has changed since like the 90s and shit. This is eventually going to change too, whether y'all want it to happen or not. I feel like it's going to happen regardless.
I think comedians are just very sensitive little girls, and they think that they're like, oh, we're speaking truth to power. I make light and talk about those taboo subjects. But then the second, like, and if you don't like it, you're sensitive. But mm-hmm. the second I learned that, like, I could get punched in the mouth for something I say, all of a sudden I'm too scared to do my job. Like, shit. Oh, who's the sensitive one now? Oh, okay.
They're both sensitive. That's the point. Like, if you're making mm-hmm. the joke and that person gets offended, you could easily say they're sensitive. But then you're getting upset that they're offended at your joke, and now you're sensitive. So it's like, what's the...
You guys...
Just stand on that shit.
You know what it makes me think of? Maybe it's because my brain is cooked. Like battle rap. You ever seen a nigga get punched in the mouth for a line and yeah. in a battle? I think the same shit. It's not. You know what I mean? Like, it's not expected.
It's not supposed to happen.
It's not supposed to, but of course it happens. Eventually, from time to time.
It happens once. So in a it's while.
The same, yeah. same effect. Like, oh. It just hit the sweet spot and I got fucking right. slapped.
Yeah. So. And every battle rapper goes knowing that it's possible.
Exactly. No battle rapper gets slapped and is just like, yeah, I don't think I feel safe doing my job anymore.
Yeah. It'll get slapped and go like,
because I have like 30 bars about his baby mama and I don't know if this is going to get received well. So I'm
yeah.
just,
yeah. Like, I always think the, oh, you mad because I'm styling on you. I don't know if you guys remember that one. And this nigga said, he's like, oh, you mad because I'm styling on you. And then everyone in the room laughs. And it's the laugh that sets him off. And before he can finish the bar, he gets slapped in the face.
Yeah, that's the first battle reps like fight I've seen.
Yeah, yeah, it's a formulative key memory for me. But yeah, man, like just let them.
There needs to be some type of comedy commission to make up just a rule like, hey, from now on, you just know all comedians, you can get slapped at least once or, you know, per whatever show you're doing. Like, and it doesn't matter if it's award shows, if it's just regular, you know, you can get slapped anywhere. So yeah. Just.
And he made a direct joke about someone. It'd be different if he was like joking about a general topic and somebody got offended and slapped him. Like, that'd be ridiculous.
Or just joke about a bad movie she did or something. Or
right.
Anything like that. Perfectly fine.
Straight up singled her out in the crowd.
Said, you're bald. Ha.
I'm like, yeah.
You should expect a little bit of smoke somewhere.
Yeah, bro. Come on, man. And she's talked about it before, apparently. I mean, I don't listen to the Red Table Talk like that, but apparently she's addressed it and it's out there. So you tell me nobody who works for this award show knew about that shit before this nigga made that joke? I mean, I know it was like on the fly, but like, ain't nobody told this nigga, like, hey, don't talk about her hair.
You know what? I think Chris Rock deserved to get slapped because it was also a very bad joke. Even if it was, yeah, just because it was a bad joke. Yeah.
Everybody's going to look at the joke and be like, and just based on their opinion off of that, like if it was worth it or not. I'm like, bro, the joke is terrible, but it's the effect of what he said is why he did what he did.
Yeah, I think. I think because the joke was bad, he definitely deserved the slap. Like, come better. Like, that's some weak shit, to be honest. Like, in that entire room, there's like, what, 200 celebrities? A joke about a movie from what 30 years ago and Jada Pinkett Smith. That's like, I'm certain he was scanning the crowd and was just like, oh cool, the Smiths are here.
Don't get this joke.
And but, he could have genuinely like really fucked up her feelings. Like, which is the other part that like nobody's talking about. They're just like, oh poor Chris, he got slapped. Like, no, he said that was a foul joke about a foul, like a topic we already know is sensitive, that he made directly to this woman in front of the world. Because mm-hmm. Everybody in the world has, like, seen that moment.
I'm not going to lie, though. The craziest reaction has been since that slap, the amount of people talking about Jada and Will and all, like, the white people who have been saying shit like, they've been talking reckless. I feel like the Chris Rock, like this whole situation kind of opened up a door for now everyone to comment on Jada. Even people who don't have.
Well, like, I want to say the right. This opens the question of like, now is it, are you not allowed to talk about celebrities' appearances because you just don't know? Or like.
Well, remember when.
Questions before you can make any said joke to a celebrity? Like.
Well, remember when people were making fun of.
Accountability.
Chadwick Boseman, and then it turned out he had cancer.
Yeah, I remember that.
So, I mean, no, you can make fun of celebrities. I think the question is, oh, are we not allowed to? Like, that's silly. So, again, say what you want. Just know that if that nigga catches you in person and he checks you, oh, that's your ass, bro.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I didn't make you get into a job where you have to comment on me. I'm just you're doing what I'm doing, and I have to we're both cogs in a machine. The machine keeps spinning. I gotta beat you up. You gotta make these jokes about how I beat you up. That's how it is.
You don't have to be right. Like, you can make a joke about someone and find out it was in poor taste or there's a condition and just be like, oh yeah. I didn't know, my fault.
Oh my god, comedians are so scared of apologizing. Insane. They're like,
Just the thought of apologizing is like appalling to them.
Oh my god, yeah. Dave Chappelle is, I think, like the number one offender of this because he makes all these he loves to talk about trans people. And every second time people are like, hey, these are like really insensitive comments and like we're not a fan. And instead of saying like, oh damn, I'm sorry, I wasn't trying to hurt you. I guess I'll just work harder on making funnier jokes that don't kind of, you know, upset you, because there are ways to make jokes about trans people without it being a fucking, you know, I don't want to say offensive, but I guess just kind of wrong. Because this nigga's jokes will be like, he'll get on stage and be like, yeah, man, there are two genders. Sex is biological. Anyways, I was dancing with a woman at the club and it turned out she was a trans. And like, that would be the joke. And there's just ways to go about it, I think, that are better.
Mm-hmm.
And I think definitely care and how much effort you put into a joke gets reflected in the joke. And because when Will and Jada's situation, that was a really bad joke. I feel like if he gave it more time, actually worked on it, he could have probably made a good joke about her alopecia and not got anyone upset.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll never know. Yeah. It's funny though. Will still won a movie. Won the
Bro, I was actually genuinely surprised that he won that award after that. I'm like, I wouldn't be surprised if they just took that shit away. Like, the Academy's like, oh, no, we can't reward this nigga.
They're trying to, I think, after the fact. But that nigga got the statue in his hand. What would we get? He's out. He's out. Yeah. He got it. Again, he was actual real king shit, to be honest. To really walk in.
Down, you know what I'm saying?
Slap someone in the mouth for talking about your wife. Sit back down at your table.
The award was presented by Samuel L. Jackson.
Mm.
And he slapped Chris Rock and was in, he won in a nomination that was in the same group with Denzel Washington. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Wait.
All that happened in one night.
Mm-hmm.
And I know they had an emergency, you know, black people meeting right after, like during or after that shit. Cause,
oh my God. Yeah. It was
too many heavy hitters to not have a conversation.
Yeah, all the old black actors sat down. I was like, "Well, what the fuck are you doing? You're fucking it up." I was like, "You're also the light skinned one that everyone likes."
Word, like, y'all got squashes right now. Where Chris at? Everybody get Chris. We gotta get him in here. Chris, you ain't filing charges. We don't do that shit. Mm-hmm. So you guys gonna have to slap box like right here in the back room, and then you ain't leaving until we get this resolved.
Chris Rock was too busy texting his brother about it, since his brother has just been on a tear.
Oh yeah.
Since he was like, yo, these niggas hit me, bro. Niggas slapped me in the face for making a bad joke. But speaking of kings, King Richard, yes. You know what homeboy won his award for. Let's talk about ranking of kings. Mm-hmm. Since we last talked and met and recorded, you were on episode 6, and so now we're all the way up to episode 12, and I've got to say, this is a really good fucking show. It was a really fucking good show.
Yes.
So many unexpected turns.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I think it's episode 6. I'm just going to pull up the. Yeah, I think it is.
Yeah, it has to be.
That's the one where he drinks the potion and you find out that this nigga's dad made a deal with a demon and is now like reincarnating and like stealing his children's bodies.
Yeah.
Very evil shit. I love it. Very happy. I love Faustian.
Shouldn't be surprised, but I actually was. Like, his dad was like always like nice and very caring to Boj and shit. But like, you hear all the stories about how he rules his kingdom, and it's like you just don't think about it, I guess. And then you're like, oh, this makes sense. I shouldn't have been surprised to know that he would do something like that. Because the nigga was demonic. Like, he was just a giant crushing everything.
Mm-hmm. I love the that we saw. Okay, I think it's episode 2. Episode 2 or 3, whenever his dad dies, you see the devil. And the devil pretty much shows up, looks at this nigga Boji and just laughs. And is like, yeah. All right, nigga, bye. He's like, I know you.
And the fact that he made him that small as a joke, like, that's so fucked up.
It's part of the curse. It's a sick curse. That's what makes it so good. That's what makes it all good.
Is that, like, nigga, not only do you have to do this, but I'm going to make him Tic Tac size, nigga. You can just.
Exactly. And he's still okay. And the mirror still revealed that he's still the strongest in the world.
Mm-hmm.
So that means to me either that Boji is gonna
reverse the curse,
or he's gonna just be cracked even without his strength. And if he had his strength, he would really just be.
If they're unreal. Just like preventing him from using his real abilities, like he's gonna be broken whenever he's able to get it. But what if he just turns into a totally different character? He's not even small anymore. Like,
Also, fellas, we're almost caught up. Like, it's actually kind of crazy. I was looking at this episode list. There's only 19 episodes out. Mm-hmm. Oh, no, that's not true. I'm sorry. 23. So, got a strong feeling that we'll breeze through this catch up. But
did you know that the show is, like, projected to have 7 seasons and 150 episodes?
No.
Yeah, I saw that on Crunchyroll. I went to, like, the details of the show.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what it says. It says 7 seasons, 149 episodes.
The total episodes is from all the dubs.
No, is it?
Oh, okay. Yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah, because there's the Russian, French, Spanish, Portuguese, like every German. Language. Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 7 languages.
This is like, that lets me know this has to be popping everywhere, because how rare do you see that? Like, first season, and it has all these languages already dubbed for it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Exactly. Good point, Brandon. Because that shit
never happens.
Well, I'm gonna be honest. They have gotten faster with giving animes dubs and English voice. Like, this is the fastest.
But time. In the first season.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. But like, it's not like this. Like, it used to be like maybe when the season's over, like, then you'd get it next year. Now they're like, oh no, same season as the show is airing still. You guys are gonna get
how hard they got these people working, but salute to them.
Not hard at all, because you know, I think most English dubs are pretty bad, and that's why I think like they just be like pumping.
Right, that's the first thing I do is check to see if the English dub is good. Most times it's not, but this one has a pretty good one.
I listened to it today. It's not the worst. I just for me, what is it? I think this show helps because it's like a little off model. It's a little cuter, rounder kind of look to it. So like the voices don't need they can really Kage's be whatever.
Still not sold on.
Who's?
Kage's in the dub.
Kage. Who's Kage? Is that the little shadow guy?
Yeah.
Yeah. I agree with you there. That one, it's kind of miss. Boji doesn't need a voice actor. I mean,
what is the voice actor? Like, what the fuck? Was it a child the whole time? Like,
no, probably not. It's probably a woman.
Some adult one.
It's probably a woman.
Yeah, probably just a woman just being really good at
it. Yeah, because women are cracked out. Like Riley and Huey from the Boondocks.
Yeah.
They're
because Jenny Keene's a goat. That's just all that is, you know.
Yeah. Bart Simpson's a woman too.
Yep. I knew that. But the thing with like English voice actors, I swear to God, like the pool for anime dubs is like so small. We hear the same voices all the time.
Right, but that's how I know it's, you know, once you get in there, you always got a job.
Always got a job. Yeah.
I'm telling you, bro, Vegeta's voice is in this shit too.
Yep.
I recognize so many different voices from so many different animes. Like the head of the knights for the underworld is I forgot the dude's name from Fire Force, but the captain of the
Obi.
Yeah, Obi. The same dude.
That's and it's funny.
Like I'm hearing every time someone talks, I'm like, wait, I heard this nigga's voice before. And I just get used to it. Especially if they're good. If they're good, I have no problem with it.
Yeah, exactly.
Like Commander Irwin's voice, every time I hear it, I feel like I'm protected.
Oh, you know what's so funny? Commander Irwin's voice in the anime, in the sub, he is voiced by Jotaro. He has the same voice actor. and the Beast Titan is voiced by Dio, and they're both mortal enemies in two different shows. And I think that shit is pretty sick.
They just love working together, I guess.
I guess they do. But whenever I listen to Erwin in the sub, all I think of is fucking JoJo's when I'm watching that shit. But, you know, it's not a bad thing. Love JoJo's. All right. I just don't want to make sure we're not. Oh, you know what else I really like about this show? How fucking no one you thought was bad is bad. Like, appearances don't mean shit in the show.
Yeah.
Like, this evil, the nigga with bags under his eyes and hangs out with the snakes all the time. I got to learn these niggas' names.
I'm trying to remember right now.
He's easily one of my favorite characters. And he's not a bad guy. Like, yeah, he thinks Boji's little brother should be king. He'd be a better king. But he's still like, oh, no, I want to protect the kid. I'm going to do everything in my power to.
That's a respectable opinion. I'm not going to hate this nigga because he feels that way.
Mm-hmm.
I get it.
He wants to protect the kingdom and the queen. He's like not a scumbag. And the guy who was Boji's sword trainer was a scumbag, and he tried to kill him. So like it's very just. Yeah. And even the spear dude, the guy who he threw that spear at to protect Boji during their match. During that, again, I thought he was going to be good. He's a scumbag too. So interesting.
Yeah, I thought he was. Yeah, it gives you mixed signals. You think one guy's good, and then they're really not. And
appearances don't mean a damn thing in this show. Sad. Not except well, not
Boji. Boji's the only consistent.
Yeah.
Like courage, like he's always had that since day one. That's the main thing that they keep talking about, and he has it in spades, so he's definitely going to keep getting stronger.
He does have his moments of where he gets shooken up, though, and he's got fucking goddamn shadow cat thing with him to keep him on his, because like after he finished his training, that nigga was too scared to go back home because he thought, they try to kill me.
Exactly, bro. I'd be fucked up too.
Yeah,
now he's thinking his mom made that decision and like, oh, mm-hmm. Should they all against me? Like, he doesn't know.
That's true. And I also forget, like, he's a little kid. He's super little. Me, I would have turned into Itachi. I would have went up in that bitch. Niggas would have, no, there's no one surviving. Whole kingdom is getting reset. Especially with the training he has now.
Bro, that was probably one of my favorite training arcs. And it wasn't much, but it was just the fact that he was just grinding every day. Like,
in the gym. The
nigga passes out.
In the lab.
They're working.
That's what I'm talking about. Montage. Yeah, bro. But you don't see shit. You don't see nothing. All you gotta do is just wonder, what the fuck can he do? Like, I wonder what is it like. I don't even know what kind of sword he had. I didn't even know his weapon.
You know what's funny? When they said you have to pick out a weapon, I knew immediately what kind of sword he was going to get. A little rapier. I thought
he was going to get like, I don't know, like two little knives or something. I didn't think it was going to be an actual sword.
Yeah, I thought it would be like a little dagger.
He's too weak, bro. Like that shit was just, I don't know. In my head, that was my first thought.
Like a little pocket knife, he could just use his abilities to just...
He don't got endurance, bro. Like, he can dodge, but he can't, like, it's heavy. And I was just thinking, the way he moves, all he's got to do is sidestep, poke. Do that for a little. Imagine, you just getting in the blender. Niggas is going to bleed to death. He's going to turn you into a Swiss cheese. He's leaking. You, it looks like you rolled through a thorn bush or something, and you just get tired. Because you're going to be swinging, you can't hit him. Because Boji mastered Ultra Instinct when he was fucking six.
Training with the snakes, bro.
Yeah. I don't know. What's your biggest, I guess, surprise so far from the show? Did you guys think you were going to like it as much?
No.
As you have when you started?
No.
Yeah. Now, I told you, the moment I told you that we should review this was when I saw Boji get thrown off off the cliff. And I was like, bro, what the fuck? And I just immediately, yo, we got to watch this. Like, yep. I didn't even know anything else prior to us, you know, to talk, just talking about it. And now seeing all this afterwards and how everything's been playing out, it's just like, I'm glad I decided to watch this shit. And I can see why a lot of people are kind of hyped about it.
Mm-hmm.
It was on my list. It was like on my radar. So it was just on my ever-growing list of shows I need to watch. And it just, I'm glad we started it.
Yeah, it's a good change of speed from like your traditional shonens and shit.
Also, like compared to what did we watch before this? Bebop. Yeah. 90s hand-drawn. This is a 2021 show. Smooth ass digital animation. It's different, but it's so clean. I love watching Boji just do shit. Even his little fight in the bar was smooth as shit when he did the little like kept fucking aerial to get up.
Yeah.
Just watching the show, I just am constantly impressed by the animators.
Yeah, it's nice to see like getting into as we get into the show more and more, it's like they're doing a little bit more with the animation too. First couple episodes, it was very straightforward, just like straight up 2D. And now it's, you know, getting different perspectives and different things are happening.
Mm-hmm.
And what kind of fucking world are they living in? Like, what is all? Like,
awful. Demons. Like,
this nigga got trained in the underworld, bro.
Mm-hmm. Like, let's talk about the seven criminals that escaped too. Like, if we're talking about how evil this world is, you got Metal Hisoka, like medieval nigga murdered homeboy. Bro, cut his Achilles and his wrist so he can't pick up or he can't stand and hold
weapons. It was literally, that was all him playing, like he was scared.
And just,
was he really like...
I've got my theory right now.
Seeing his face fucked me up, bro. I got to see your face. Like, what's going on?
My theory is that he got trained by Despa too. And that, yeah.
Yeah, probably. Because he's the just way for he hire. Just
poked. By the way, Vegeta, the nigga who plays Vegeta is Despa. So
that's funny. Wait, in the sub or the dub?
In the dub.
Okay. That's funny. That's so funny. Completely different character.
Bro, all of the characters he's the voice of, they're all around the same. Like, they're funny or egotistical characters, but they have good hearts at the end of the day. They're not bad people. For the most part.
He's been typecasted. The same way that, what's her name? Gina Rodriguez has to be the tough Latina in the military. He's got to be the funny rival, like the funny egomaniac with a heart of gold.
Yeah.
Hey, man. His bank account is happy, I guess.
This nigga is All Might. He's fucking Armstrong from Full Metal Alchemist. He's Vegeta. He's Zoro in One Piece. Like, he's all these fucking different
Oh, yo, Trey, you know what else I think this would be good content too. Did you get any further in Chainsaw Man?
No, I read the first two mangas. I haven't read the third one yet, but I have it.
All right, sick. I think we should do weekly check-ins to see just where you're at in Chainsaw Man so we can talk about it. Me and Brandon have completed it.
Okay.
I own like 90% of the manga.
Yeah.
I'm just waiting on, there's only two issues I need and I'm done. There's only 11 volumes. So very good. I'm what thought so far.
I like it. I like it a lot. I think it's dope. What's his name? His name is Doji, right?
Denji.
Yeah, Denji. I think he's a cool character. How he's kind of progressing already.
So I was sold on this manga. I think it was in the second issue when him and Aki go out for the first time, and Aki just beats him up in the fucking alleyway. And he's just like, "Yo, don't come back,
hey, nigga. Don't come back. Yeah. this shit ain't for you."
And as soon as he turned around, he kicked him in the dick.
And which wasn't the first time he will do that again.
Yeah, he's repeat offender, just nut shots. He's like, nigga, he's like, fuck you. And then again, that moment sold me on them. I was like, yep, perfect. I already like the dynamic.
Wait, so have you gotten to power yet?
He's met, yeah. Yeah, the end of volume two is, I think Power gets eaten by the Bat Devil, right? Or she tells...
No, she doesn't get eaten.
She gets, like, taken, but she doesn't get eaten.
Yeah, okay. She gets taken.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. So she... That's where he's at. So...
Yeah. Okay. Because that's my one of my favorite characters, right? I mean, Aki will always be...
Aki is loved, but nothing Aki compares to Power. I love Power so much. I swear to God, someone... I think
I can see how people could choose Power, but I'm just a big Aki stan. That's my nigga.
Someone said the Power is Eric Cartman from South Park. in an anime girl body. And yeah, if you also like read the end of the chapters in the manga, like they have little like more about Power shit. And it was just like, oh, she's awful. Like she's a racist. And it was just like, you see her and she's like, yeah, no, all humans are evil and liars and stupid and you should all just die. And
hey man, I can't.
She's a bit, yeah, she's funny. I think that she's also like a pathological liar, which is I think my favorite part about her. God
that's
damn
one
it.
Of the funniest things. That's like the best part about her is that she just lies for no reason. Even when she doesn't have to.
Yep. Yep.
Because fuck you, I don't have to tell you anything.
She's like, oh, I love vegetables. I was like, oh, what are you cooking? Oh, I'm making a vegetable stir fry. I love vegetables. You should make me some. Oh, okay, here. Oh, what is this? Vegetables? I fucking hate these.
Bro, those moments, though, like...
those are the moments...
Going back when they were all in the apartment, you know what I'm saying? Eating together, grinding together. Those were the...
I think it's important to have these little... moments with your character where it's like, oh, they're like pathological liar, where you watch them living together and it's like,
because
hey, can I have some of your food?
It would train the rest of the group to identify people who lie all the time. So there you go. It's like,
well, I mean, like, I just think it's good to see little lived in character moments. Like I like Power more because I know that she's the type of person that will ask you for some of your food, then tell you it's nasty and said that I never asked for any to begin with. So like,
yeah, it adds more to the story too. It makes it like, it gives it more context.
I think it makes your characters feel a little realer because they have like character flaws. Damn. Well, I guess just keep reading. We'll keep checking in, man. I don't want to spoil or stay on the topic too long just because I'm afraid we'll spoil something. One thing I do want to say, though, if anyone is interested in reading the manga, you should. It is just easy to read, and it has very good paneling. Like, some of the ways, like, Denji transforms and, like, the chainsaw will, like, rip through the page in certain ways. Super sick.
But what that when that shit is animated, them fights, boy, oh, my goodness.
It's going to be crazy.
It's going to be bloody. I don't think people are going to be ready for it. I mean, unless they, like, tame it. Yeah, there you go.
Oh, yeah, they will. They're going to turn... I don't know if they're going to do... I feel like they're going to turn, like, the demon blood purple or something to censor it.
Put it in black and white or something. I don't know.
Yeah, like, look at that.
Yeah. This nigga's like, oh, I know exactly what page this shit.
Are you just starting number three? And it's...
Yeah, this is number three.
Yeah, fuck. I love him, you know?
I do, too.
Ooh, but
out of all the pain that we experienced in that, I think that was the most painful, or top two.
It's I don't know. We can't stay on the topic. It's just too much. We'll just let Trey read it and check back in, fellas. Was there anything else really you wanted to talk about today? Any subjects? Oh, Moon Knight. Has anyone seen Moon Knight?
I actually keep forgetting to freaking watch that thing. How's it?
Watch Moon Knight. It's pretty good. We'll talk about it next time.
It's good. And
yeah, it's good.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be honest. It's not a spoiler, but these niggas are funny. I swear to God, they're doing this intentionally to stretch their budget out. But during action scenes, because Moon Knight is like schizophrenic, he has like multiple personalities. When the other personality takes over and he blacks out, it just cuts. And you don't see the action. You just see the end result.
Oh.
Wow. So like he'll be standing in a crowd like surrounded by like eight goons.
Oh my
god. He's like, ugh! And then his eyes roll back and then it cuts and his hands are covered in blood and everyone's knocked out. And he's just like, what happened? Like that type of shit.
Is that like the one the first time that it happened, that's what happened?
No, throughout the entire show.
Oh, so you never even see the fights.
You don't see any fights. You just see the aftermath. You see a little action.
Is this supposed to be connected to the, like the other Marvel shows, or is this like a standalone introduction?
It is a standalone introduction. I don't know if they plan to connect it to anything else.
Okay.
But it is in the same universe. So.
Okay.
Funny enough, though, they do the same thing that like all TV shows do. They'll be like, "Oh yeah, this guy works part time as a like gift shop cashier." And he's able to afford like a one bed, one bath, like apartment that's like massive. Like Brandon, remember our apartment in Westfield? It'll be like the size of two of those. And it'll be like he can afford this in downtown London on just working as a cashier at a gift shop. But wait, actually, who knows? Maybe London's
realistic.
I was gonna say maybe London's rent isn't that ridiculous, and it's just
America. Like we just so conditioned to paying absurd amounts of rent in America that we just don't know. Hey, maybe living is like not as expensive in other places.
40% of our income is just straight to rent.
We ain't gonna get into all that,
bro. All right, we don't have to, but.
We can, but we don't have to.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not trying to incriminate myself, get myself on an FBI watch list, because I'm a just say this. The only correct opinion anyone had on Rent was Mao Zedong, the Chinese communist revolutionary who like murdered all the landlords in this country. Niggas don't want to put respect on the Communist Party's name. Them niggas, they saw landlords were charging like, someone was like, yeah, man, I spend like half my income on rent. And Mao Zedong was like, show me who, I will kill them for you right now. And he ended up running all of China. So maybe he was on to something. I don't know. Damn fleas. But shit, I think that might be our episode, guys. Anything else? Lingering thoughts? Shout outs that we want to give? Shout out to Tyler, the Creator.
Yes.
We just went out. Best rap album of the year. I don't watch any of the award shows. I just find the shit out post after, you know, disseminated to me.
Watch the clips and
Twitter's for.
Exactly. That's what Twitter's for. Other than that, I think that's our show. Everyone, thanks for tuning in. Remember to like, share, subscribe, follow us on the social medias, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, all that good shit. And we'll see you on the next episode.